Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG tonight. Welcome to this chill show tonight. Not much happening. Ask me anything. You can go ahead and use the super chats. Frederick Van Finkel has already sent a super chat. He says, very cool that you're making a game slash simulation. Mostly a game from my perspective, although as I made the case in the comment section replying to people on some past videos, the boundary between game and simulation is always blurry. Every game is a simulation of kind, but some of them are explicitly trying to give you the controls to make it a simulation that you have control over. Frederick Van Finkel was asking about the possibility of investing in shares of my game. I want certainly to give the public an opportunity to contribute to the game later, maybe in the sense of being early beta testers, you know. We'll be, as a community, we'll have an occasion to play this game first, and there might be some stuff related to coins and, you know, perhaps betting, you know, not betting, but winning tournaments and winning prizes. That would be fun. Or if you beat the other team in a ranked game, you can take their graphical NFTs. You can win their graphical NFTs, their collector's item or whatever. All of this will be very fun. But in terms of shares, I don't want to sell shares of the company. Because, first I do this as a hobby, and I don't want to put pressure on myself. If I sold you shares, if I asked $1 million from you to invest in the company, that would put me in a scenario where I have to produce something. I have to do something good, and I'd rather do something that comes really from my heart and as a hobby. I prefer that rhythm. And at the same time, there's all sorts of security laws. I don't even know if I could start a company with this game and start selling shares of it. I think it would fall under securities. And then there's all sorts of legal obligations. I'm not into that kind of stuff. So, no, I thought about that would be fun. But I'd rather, if you want to, like, there are people who are already contributing to the game. Someone came and is apparently someone very knowledgeable in computer games, and he knows how to make sound effects, and he's been working on the library of sound effects that we need for such a diversity of living things. So that's the kind of awesome contribution, but I'm not going to get into selling shares, because then that becomes a business venture. And although I have no doubt that there will be money to be made, I'm not sure I want to be in a collective share system, making money with human beings. I hate this. I want to make money myself. That is what I do. The Bird Flu says, same red tape as selling seeds, huh, JF? The selling seeds will never happen, not because of the red tape, although maybe that would have been an obstacle along the way. But simply, the greenhouse was a project with Mama JF, and Mama JF did not last long enough to... she did not survive, you know, long enough. She didn't stay alive long enough for the company to take on. And alone like this, without Mama JF living here, I'm not operating the greenhouse in a productive manner. I have so much other things that have fell on my shoulder. I'm concentrating on those very important family responsibility and not farming vegetables. He says, hey, be careful. I'm joking. We don't know that Mama JF is dead. Tarmo sends a super chat. He says, could it be that at some point in the revolutionary phenotype process, we would just need an anti-tech revolution to stop it? Well, I was in an interview discussing this afternoon. It's not been published, so I didn't share a link. But yeah, I was saying, basically, it's now. It's It's not in the future or at a certain point, as you suggest in your question. The only way to stop a phenotypic revolution would have to be to stop technological engagement now. That means reduce the interest for technological development, research, and eventually make society less technologically based so that we're not even close to implementing genetic modifications. That is what we need. Will it happen? I mean, the IQ can drop very fast. I'm looking at the direction that our society has taken. Wouldn't be surprising that some drops of IQ are to come in the next 50 years that perhaps make genetic research going forward much harder, much more costly, and eventually doesn't happen. That would be a beautiful direction to take to avoid the phenotypic revolution. Melodic Black Metal says, mine was going well before COVID, but they fucked me. Your what? Oh, your greenhouse? I mean, the thing is, females are so unstable that I can't be a farmer. That is just how fucked up, white females are. They don't last long enough for you to establish a farming practice and save your seeds and build your greenhouse and get the seeds next, and they're already gone. Boom. this destruction of the family that females are doing, it is destroying so much more. It is making all that we build useless. It's destroying men in the end. You are not getting the man that you could have in society, because a man has to think, all right, I have to be on my own if my females abandons me. And so I have to think short. I have to think short term. I have to think, how do I make the most money to be able to survive a divorce? A new guy says, find a good farm wife. JF, many, many out here. I mean, my current girlfriend is amazing. If I was to build a greenhouse with her, that would be one in which I have confidence. But I had to go through a lot of unstable females before I got to her. Judge dismisses charges against Alec Baldwin. Baldwin breaks down in court. So there's been on and off. They've been talking about charges. They eventually withdrew them. They brought them back. And now it is at least final at the tribunal court level. The judge has decided that it was not sufficient to sue Alex... Alex Jones. Alec Baldwin, they don't have enough, and he has dismissed the prosecution. As a reminder, he was acting and was convinced that the gun didn't contain a true bullet, and he killed someone because someone had put erroneously a real bullet in the prop gun. DK Shadow says, one set of flaws of me, another for D. You could argue that the guy in Charlottesville, James Field, didn't get as much consideration for the accidental nature of his actions. You could argue this, I guess. Alec Baldwin, a public personality, versus James Field, a random guy who was for the far right. Melodic Black Metal says, do you think I am a woman? Is that why you want to talk to me? Look, why don't you relax, bro? I've seen you be aggressive in the chat. Fuck you. You are in this aggression mode. It is not the right mode to be in. Fuck you. And no, I don't know who you're talking to, but no one thinks you're a woman. You are here at the bottom of the internet on the Odyssey show of JF. You're probably a man. Nicholas Petris says, I think he was confused by the fraud account. Okay, so Melodic Black Metal, if you've been contacted by someone who presents themselves as JF, it's not necessarily me. Okay, I think this is very bad. Maybe you're a woman after all. Maybe you are a woman. If you thought that someone contacting you with the nickname JFG is me, please, process, think about it. There are fake accounts. There are people who present themselves as us and who are not us. Be careful with the internet in general and don't go out of your house after 8 p.m. Tristan Tate says, "You know why I was wrong about Nick Fuentes? Because censorship used to work. I literally didn't know who he was because of the level of Matrix attack he was under. I made a point that you have to have influence to fight influence, and you need to climb to the top first before challenging the powerful. I made some jokes about him being an angry nobody with no influence, and I was wrong. I assumed he was some Reddit kid who had a lot more work to do before barking at powerful people. Censorship worked. Consider this an official 180 on my position. I'm not too tough to admit when I'm wrong." Wow, it's beautiful to see the Tates aligning with Nick Fuentes. This is why things are looking good. Things are looking good for dissident thought. Even if we don't have a political campaign that is very enthusiastic or enthusiasm generating, it is a good moment because I think we're seeding the basis for a true public space of truly independent thinkers. And Tristan Tate might be part of this future. Jan Carroll says about AIPAC. AIPAC was bragging 100% of AIPAC endorsed Democrats have won their primary race this cycle. Oh, look, everyone, a foreign lobby bragging that they control US elections. I wonder where they get their money to do that. Oh, wait, you don't know because they're not registered under FARA and aren't required to report it. That is the story of the subversion of the political process. AIPAC getting that special rule. Oh, we're not a foreign interest. We are Israeli Americans. Okay, you are foreign interest, and there shouldn't even be a special rule for foreign versus domestic, anyways. This should all be included. But of course, you're never gonna get change on this because anyone who gets into the machine is the people selected by these very organizations. Nick Fuentes, this is the segment I was talking about, and I was laughing my ass off. This is spectacular comedic delivery by Nick. I think he inspired himself from some of my own videos.
All white people have an obligation to have kids. Let's just put it that way. Everybody. Okay? Take me, for instance. I hate women. We have to have white kids. Take me, for instance. I want to have an Asian wife. But I'm gonna have to have a white wife to have white kids. So all white people, this is the great commission. All white people, because we just gotta max it out. Even if you're short, even if you're stupid, even if you're fat, everybody, even if you're peripherally white, like Slavic. And yes, the gay ones too. Every white man has to have kids with a white woman. Whatever your struggle is, okay? It's like I said the other day, I hate women, okay? And if I had my choice, I would marry an Asian woman. I would get my bento box. For me to really enjoy marriage, it would be an Asian wife, easy, like that. I would go to Japan. I would go to South Korea. I'd find one. And I would actually enjoy it, I think. Because like I said, they're adorkable. And they're
Look at how he looks at his microphone. Like, this is romantic Nick emerging. I've never seen that. He's like, they're adorkable. Nick in love. He is in love with an imaginary Asian woman.
They're making the bento box. They're kind of like...
The bento box are these little... these prepared meal in black plastic. And it's the cute advantage of being with an Asian wife. And as he lays it out later, he says, when you get the white wife, you get the ham sandwich with mayo.
It's like I said the other day, they have this thing where it's like they work with their hands. There's like an old Asian woman and she's like killing a chicken with her hands. You know, she's like got a chicken by the neck and she's chopping its head off. There's something like earthy. There's something like, talk about trad. People say white women are trad. White women are not trad. White women are the opposite of trad. White women are as prog and as, you know, they are a casualty of modernity more than anybody else. Talk about trad. These Asian women, they're killing chickens with their hands, with a knife. They have that old world sensibility. They just kill animals, you know. On one end of the spectrum is like white women and they have like, oh, my dog is my baby. I kiss my dog on the mouth. On the other end of the spectrum, you have like Asian women who throw a chicken on a log and cut its head off. And you're like, oh, you know, all these white people are like, oh my gosh. They're like, what? Do you want to eat?
Oh, that is funny. That is funny. And this whole earthy notice of the Asian woman, that reminds me of my own video on The Question, which is still retweeted by leftists up to this day. And they say, oh, look, a right-winger who has yellow fever. Where I was showing a video of an Asian woman chopping a coconut. And I was like, see how she's not nagging you? See how she's not yelling at you to go get a job? She's just cutting her coconut. That's all she does. I think that Nick is JF Build on the Asian woman question. Talking about crazy white woman, it appears here that a black man has been having to injure a white woman for too long. I hate you. It's funny. It's funny. I hate you. Seems like a somewhat black guy, maybe mixed race.
Bro, you're a weird too. Like, it's not funny. Relax.
You are in an airport, it seems. Why would you pick a crisis in an airport? There's too much security. Anything you do will be held against you. She's been rushed to the airport to the point where she literally got sick.
You good because of you. I hate you. You're a loser. You're a loser!
You're a loser. So what she seems to reproach to him is that he somehow rushed her to the airport. But you have to arrive at the airport in time. You have to be there 2 hours in advance. There's no such thing as rushing to the airport. If you have to be there 3 hours in advance, doesn't matter if you don't have time to make your makeup. But what is this rushing? Is she saying that they're going to miss the flight or they're going to get the flight? You are rushing me to the fucking airport. To the point where I literally got sick, you fucking asshole. Well, don't take a plane ticket if you can't handle being awake 3 hours before the flight. That's a no-no. You have to follow the rules. We were gonna miss the flight. Oh, so that's the guy saying this. So now we have a better view of what's been happening. So basically, this guy, despite being black, apparently he is the rule imposer in the couple, and she is the relaxed one, lazy, not wanting to respect the rule of having 3 hours in advance at the airport. But he imposed his male authority and he said, no, 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 no exception. I don't care if you're vomiting. I'm going to carry you while you vomit out of the window of the car. Fuck you. You come with me, lady. I fully side with the guy on this. This crisis is absolutely unjustified. I was thinking maybe he forced her to go to the airport against her will, but no. You have a plane ticket. You belong in the airport, and a man is here trying to make you act like a decent human being, but you wanted to extend that. You wanted to come late. You wanted to arrive late. You wanted to delay and be the ridiculous person featured on the next social media video that shows a black man and a white woman arriving late to the plane. For once, the black man stood and he decided, I'm going to correct this bitch. I'm going to show her how you make it in time to the airport. And she vomited as a result. Well, too bad, lady, but it's your problem if your stomach is not ready for the plane tickets you have purchased. Meanwhile, Eminem has dissed a real Candace Owens on a new album. Candace, I ain't mad at her. I ain't gonna throw the fact that bitch forgot she was black back at her. Laugh at her like them C-word she's backing after her back she turned in a cute MAGA hat with her brand new White Lives Matter shirt. What a sad outcome for Eminem to have been once a voice of dissidence and originality and revolt against the world. And you know, me as a as a middle class white kid, Eminem was my hero. That when he was dropping these early CDs, we were all buying it. We were all playing it in our cars while we were chilling in the parking lots, acting like we were some kind of gang, but we were all white kids just doing nothing in the parking lot. That was such a great moment. And see what he has become. He has become just this irrelevant, beside the track, hater of Air Candace Owens. Let's see this part of his song. And Candace, oh, I ain't mad at her. I ain't gonna throw the fact, bitch, forgot she was black back at her, laugh at her like them crack. Look, it doesn't make sense. You cannot be. We're at the point where a white man, and I'm gonna tell it straight to you guys, Candace Owens is intelligent, and I suspect, I have a personal suspicion that she's highly Indian. I've been thinking about this for years, and I don't know how to say it. I don't know how to share it with you guys. I have a whole theory where Barack Obama and Candace Owens are not black. They are Indian agents that have infiltrated the black space. They have reaped the rewards of being black in a society that looks at them and says, oh my God, an intelligent black person. Yes, like Kamala Harris. Like, we know this is the case for Kamala Harris, okay? Oh, DK Shadow says, shh. I think this is it, guys. Basically, the Kamala Harris routine has been made before. Candace Owens pulled it, and you just didn't know. She pulled it so successfully. There she is, walking among us, posing as black. And it's good that you know, the Eminem diss track is kind of an opportunity to discuss this finally. And so she has all of the advantages and the expectations of, oh, well, you know, I don't expect that you'll be able to comment on this story because it requires too much intelligence. And boom, she drops a high IQ analysis of, hey, this about World War II and that about World War II. All right, I'm going to ban you, Melodic Black Metal, because you've been causing trouble. You've been... you are trouble. Bye. So, yeah. And I believe Barack Obama, you know, Barack Hussein Obama. There has been discussion that he was half black. But what about the Indian connection? I believe we may have an infiltration of American society by Indians, and they will infiltrate not through making themselves look white, but making themselves look black. And how do we prove this? Well, we would need a 23andMe from Candace Owen. Candace, your behavior has been suspicious. I have found you to be overly intelligent for your racial identity. I demand a 23andMe from Candace Owens to establish whether she is part of the black genetic nuclei or the Indian genetic nuclei. Now going forward with the Eminem diss track. She's back and after her back is turned into cute maga. Yeah, it makes even if Candace is Indian, it is not the place of a white rapper wannabe black to be. I mean, this is very weird. This is very weird. The layers here of racial entitlement and kind of racial jealousy is hard to take. You have a white rapper who wants to look and act black, claiming an authority over excluding Candace Owens from the black race because Candace is right wing. That's what it is. Frederick Van Finkel says, "Hi, Jeff. That is a common mistake white people make. Blacks are quite intelligent. The problem is that they are also quite violent. These things aren't mutually exclusive." Well, I was kind of joking. I was kind of joking on the... I know there can be intelligent black people, but Candace, she has this little tint to her... to our skin that is not fully black. There's something going on here. She is not like full sub-Saharan pure black, clearly. And I'm curious about what's happening racially. A hat with her brand new white lies, mad a shirt. Nope. Or say this mag, a dirt bag and a skirt to soap in the biggest. So now a white self-hating Eminem is complaining that someone says white lives matter. 2024 is lit. Can of worms on the whole planet Earth call a grand wizard clan. That's a grand dragon or like the national anthem. I won't stand for the tramp, but I can't diss it because my plans are to get. So now he's implying that Candace Owen is in the clan. She's Candace Owen. I mean, this is ridiculous. And she does reply beautifully to this. She says he's gay, basically.
Because there's a lot happening here. First thing I want to say is Eminem is obviously a gay man. It's very sad that Eminem cleaned out his closet but never came out of his closet. But let's get to these lyrics. I'll read them to you. He writes or says or raps, and Candace O, I ain't mad at her. Ah, I ain't gonna throw the fact B-I-T-C-H forgot she was black at her. Oh, laugh at her. Crackers she's back in after her back is turned in a cute MAGA hat with her brand new White Lives Matter shirt. Haha, nope. Or say this MAGA dirt bag in a skirt just opened the biggest can of worms on the whole planet Earth. Call her Grand Wizard. Yeah, Candace. Haha, or Grand Dragon. Anthem, I won't stand for the tramp. Why? But I can diss her, because my plans are to get in her pants, and I'll blow my chance if I answer back to her. Oh, but I can't diss her, because his plans are to get in my pants. Ew, you disgust me. Okay, a lot going on here. I think first and foremost, I just would like to again remind people that he is, in fact, a struggling internally gay man. And so there's a lot going happening with Eminem, and we should pray for him.
I love this concept of Eminem being gay. I don't know. I've never heard that allegation, but it's not impossible given his obsession with word artistry, his hate of woman, his kind of legendary, and his annoyance with the woman that he was laying out in the first few CDs that he got out. Possible, interesting allegation by Candace. Interesting, but yeah, I agree with Candace that the inspiration for this comes from a lot of hatred against Candace that is very old. Basically, Eminem is recycling. The whole idea of Candace being part of the KKK has been done before, and for Eminem to just take back these and make a diss track out of it, it's very old and unconnected to reality. Roddy the Cid says, does Eminem have AIDS? Sometimes his pictures make him look anemic. Could be, you know, these days you can survive with AIDS, and so could be, we wouldn't know. And this guy is fucking hilarious. I love this guy. It's kind of, it's soft humor, it's not deep, it's not anything, but he's playing the kind of upping the ante that happens between men when they start discussing their diet, and they're like, oh yeah, I've been doing this diet, and oh yeah, and there's a build-up, and the music is awesome. It's a two-minute clip. This guy is fucking hilarious. There are, you know, this reminds me of so many people, these hippies that are, they have these special diets obsessions, like, I only eat raw. And he builds it up in a hilarious way. Listen to this.
What's up, man? How you been?
Bro, I've been great. I've been eating a lot healthier.
Yo, for real?
I've been on that keto grind.
Okay, look at you.
Lost a little bit of weight.
Okay, wow.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, you know, I've been trying that carnivore diet.
Okay, yeah. Carnivore diet?
It's grass-fed ribeyes only, actually.
Okay, cool.
Somehow I max out all my lifts, too.
Really?
Except some days, you know, I just eat whatever. Pancakes and stuff like that.
No, totally.
Because Sundays is usually when I fast. Fast once a week. Sundays and Wednesdays, just for mental clarity stuff. But yeah, I'll have like a Diet Coke and some electrolytes. Okay, nice.
I'm nothing crazy.
Because I found that I perform better when I only drink natural oxygenated charcoal-filtered local spring water for me. Eating and drinking clean. That's you too, right?
Nah.
I'm on that algae-only lifestyle. Yeah. How ethical of you. And you get protein from... I was doing an amino acid thing back in 2021. But TBH right now, it's just sea lettuces and kombu.
Weren't you as well?
I was. But that was before my Trent Falcon steak phase. You are what you eat.
You know.
Yeah. If you eat. What's up? I'm off calories. We all been there. This is just a me type thing. It's just ultraviolet rays and oxygen released solely from the pea ball tree. But you know how it is. I got slimmed down for Milan. That's why I'm actually really excited for my Intuitive Dirty Bulk. Intuitive Dirty Bulk. Monumental caloric surplus. Now I'm training to become extremely obese.
Proud of you.
It's the Panda Express diet. I'm free from shame. I hope you get so fat. But I'm sure you'll be eating food like that again soon, you know.
Nah.
I've just been letting the food eat me. Full body gradual compost. High negative caloric deficit, you know.
Okay, so dying?
I don't live to eat or eat to live. I am eating.
Always good to give back. So honorable of you.
I'm sure you're way ahead, though.
You know, more sustainably bow hunting the pangolin on my private reserve for the bone marrow type of guy. But surely you also indulge. Sure do. I tend to just insist on the faintest thought of an artichoke and the rumors of a rutabaga to fuel all my calisthenics. But surely you died the same way.
Sure do. I also tend to just graze on the microbes from the Antarctic ice sheet samples, hoping that the Asian questionable frozen biome could give me x-ray vision. But surely you as well can consume this knowledge. Marsame, similar to me snacking on stalactite drippings and bite me with the entire ancestral fossilized memory of Gaia. But easy for me, because come wintertime, it's exclusively bugs and pretzels. But surely you as well can digest this. And I pray every day that the entire food pyramid fractals into more abstractions so I can identify the next food trend.
Do you guys myself that I'm better than you, even though they have my cultural genetics, all sorts of ones.
Wait, what's the last thing that you ate?
A garden of goldfish.
You? 7 Great Value toaster pastries. What's up, man?
He's been doing a couple of videos that have been very viral on social media like this. It's always himself responding to himself. Very interesting. I love the moment where the music is so intense. He's using cinematic montage music from movies. And I love the moment where he switches to, I let the food heat me. And he's like, how? And the other responds, negative caloric accounting. Negative caloric. I let the food eat me. What else do we have? Candace Owen tells Don Lemon. So Don Lemon is trying to resurrect his very unpopular show. And so the only thing he can afford to do at this point is to basically interview people like Candace Owen who are more relevant. And Candace Owen just went to tell him on his own show that he was a sinner.
But what do you think about same-sex marriage?
It's a sin.
You think it's a sin? So you think it I'm is sinful? A sin.
What's that?
You think I'm sinful because I'm married to a man?
Yeah.
You do?
Yes, okay. You're sinning. You are in a sinful relationship. I actually don't believe marriage can be between two men.
Wow, the Don Lemon show. All he can do is basically bring personalities and try to mess up their name, try to attack them the way he attacked Elon Musk. It's going to get old very quick, and no one wants to watch this. It's like a form of leftist moral puritanism. It's not going to work. Elon Musk has come out with a major story saying that the European Commission offered X an illegal secret deal that if we quietly censored speech without telling anyone, they would not fine us. The other platforms accepted that deal. X did not. So here you have the mechanism of censorship. It is European organizations and governments, and they decide that you need to be censored. And they act in the back of the veil. They don't reveal it to anyone, but you end up getting censored by government through simply the platforms, the social media platforms, accepting to collaborate in this little game. Good on Elon Musk to have refused this, but now they are suing. They are suing Elon Musk, and Elon Musk is saying, perfect, we're going to reveal the illegality of this whole system in court. Now, I love the idealism of Elon Musk on this. It's like, oh yeah, if you expect to get justice in European court, good luck, Elon. But, you know, make sure you prepare the bank accounts of Twitter to not be seizable by European authorities. You might want to go full Bitcoin, full Doge, whatever. But like Elon, there is no such thing as justice in European courts. They're going to find you guilty and you're going to be owing very soon $150 billion to Europe. So make sure that your Tesla is separate from this and that they can't sue you for your Tesla ownership, and make sure that the bank accounts of Twitter are not under the control of European countries. You are going to lose, although I admire your idealism and your desire for justice. Rouge V's account of his interaction with Elder Efren. It's good to think about Rouge V again. They were saying, Rouge converted to Eastern Orthodoxy shortly after this video, and last I heard, he was leaving his YouTube career to join a monastery. Don't you miss Rouge V? He was such a great guy. It's too bad that he disappeared from the public space.
Cheated. I started arguing with the monk in the monastery. I was like telling him, no, I was excluded. This is really hurtful stuff, man. Whatever rules you have, I abide by them. I obey your rules, but it felt to me wrong. And he was starting to get into the theological basis of why this is and the church histories. And I don't want to hear it. And I'm just, in respect to him, I was just, you know, trying not to blow my top. And then this really old man starts walking down the path. He had to be helped by another monk. And I turn to him and I look at the monk I was talking to, and he said, "That is Elder Ephraim. This is the man, the holy man, who established 18 monasteries in the United States. Spiritual father to dozens and dozens, hundreds. I mean, he is destined for sainthood." And I went up to him, I touched the ground, and I put my hands out. He put his right hand in my palm, and I kissed his hand, and I received his blessing. And I looked at him, and he was really old, but he had this, it was like a high contrast glow. Like he stood out, like his contrast, the contrast on his skin is different than anyone else's. It was high. It was like a little glow to it. And he was this vibrating holiness. You know, he had a shake to him. And when he gave his blessing to me, I was extremely angry because I couldn't attend the Vespers in the main church hall. Once he gave his blessing to me, I was overcome by just happiness. I started smiling. And the monk I was talking to after the elder, after we separated from the elder, the monk I was talking to was still going into the theological basis of separating the Armenian Orthodox, blah, blah, blah. I didn't care anymore. I was just in a contentful stupor.
When I think of Rujvi, I think of a misdirected life all across in multiple dimensions. This guy starts with microbiology studies, doesn't become a microbiologist, goes on to be a popular author in the manosphere, dating, pickup artist sphere, does great work in that sphere, but doesn't end up reproducing. And then goes to a monastery, and I don't know what happened there, but converts to Orthodoxy and fully disavows and abandons his views for which he became popular. This man is a magnet for trouble and for not doing the right thing. It's like life is pretty fucking easy. It's penis to vagina, just bang, bang, bang until you come and there's babies coming out. Couldn't have been made more easy, but this guy has three layers of useless pursuits in his life that he then denies. It's such a waste. When I think of Rujvi, I think of waste of pure talent, because of course he's super intelligent, but he's been taken on these parentheses. He never gets it. He never understands why life exists. This is why I'm so autistic about it. This is why I'm like, make babies. This is the goal of life. And I keep repeating it. It's because there are people so stupid, it doesn't get in. Doesn't get in. The bird flu says, someone probably broke him, Jeff. I don't know how it happens, but this guy is always almost right. But then he goes on a tangent. He's never right on target. Vice President Tulsi Gabbard, it wasn't evident until yesterday that President Joe Biden was going to need to step aside. Okay, well, those are people discussing the possibility of a Joe Biden stepping aside, but I just don't see it happening until something very severe happens to Joe Biden. Like, they've been maintaining this guy as a puppet for the regime for so long. At this point, they worked out their method. It's gonna take a lot for them to abandon their dysfunctional puppet that Joe Biden is. Now, we all see that Joe Biden is not fine, but that doesn't change that the people who have decided to go all in on a Biden candidacy, they're not going to give out power like this. Trump's return, get ready for chaos to be unleashed and blamed on you. Yes, it's happening. The last half of 2024 is shaping up to be one of the most politically insane in a century, and the sparks are already flying. The biggest moment of absurdity so far might be the first presidential debate. We've been saying for 4 years that the guy is gone, a dementia case propped up and protected by the DNC and the media. Now it's undeniable. Yeah, okay, another article that focuses on the whole anti-Biden hate, but the fact is Biden has the power to continue. There's nothing else than Biden wanting to stop that can stop this. There's no mechanism to stop a candidacy. By the way, there's a mechanism to stop a presidency, but there's no mechanism to stop a candidacy. Rodita Sid says, Jeff, if Biden drops out and Kamala Harris runs against Trump, who would be her VP pick? Good question. I see perhaps a gay man. You know, who's this gay guy at the Department of Transportation? Eduardo Mexicanos, what's his name? From Texas, I think. Frog Eyes says, I've been down the new age rabbit hole. Oh yeah, Buttigieg, Pete Buttigieg. Pete Buttigieg. Frog Eyes says, I've been down the new age rabbit hole, reached enlightenment, integrated my multidimensional self, still return to 3D reality, reaching the same conclusion about life as Jeff. Well, that's kind of a disappointment. If you go through all this hippie stuff, all of it to come down to we have to make babies. It's kind of a long route, but at least you arrived at the right place in the end. That is great. And as a last news item for tonight, Jordan Peterson sold his soul for fame and fortune. He knows he's on the wrong side, so now all he has left is to scream and yell Nazi. The awakening is too far along to be stopped. You know, this was a retweet. Andrew Tate had said, Israel tried to buy me. I said no. You'd think that among the things that Andrew Tate believes, this must not be something that's triggering for Jordan Peterson. You know, if you want to go hard on Andrew Tate, you bring up the fact that he's engaged in exploitation of men, exploitation sexually of women, the selling of illusions on the internet about sex. Those are hard hits on Andrew Tate. But the fact that he said no to Israel trying to buy him, and yet Jordan Peterson says you just get worse and worse. Really? Really? That is the great sin of Andrew Tate that makes him even worse than a pimp who fucked your daughter? Worse than a pimp who fucked your daughter is the fact he didn't sell out to Israel. You're becoming worse and worse. Are you fucking kidding me? And Jake Shields had the right reply. This tweet angers you because you said yes. You know, there is this this table picture of Jordan Peterson shaking hands with Netanyahu. I mean, it looks like an old cigar club. And clearly, Jordan Peterson has sold his soul to Israeli interests to the point where he can't even engage in a relevant manner with current intellectuals like me. So it's like you've sold your soul, okay. I hope you got a good price. But at this point, you are locked in. You are locked in to the point where you can't even hear arguments against your position. And that's when your brain goes down. That's when death starts. It doesn't start the moment your heart stops beating. death begins the moment you abandon the quest for truth. That is it for tonight. Much love, everyone. I'll see you all tomorrow.